Hello, everybody. Welcome to Detox the Design Podcast. This episode, I'm going to talk about one student's journey. Her name is Ananya Jindal. She's All India Rank 25 in NID Bachelor's Open Category. I came in touch with her a few months ago when she was preparing for NID, and she had actually participated in one of the contests that we had, and she won access to the study material course that we had. And when I started having conversations with her, I realized that she had a very good base to build on. Now, in this video, she talks about what she did in class 11th and class 12th. Very interesting to see that she never thought about ki mujhe NID hi jana hai, mujhe NID hi karna hai. She only thought about design. She only thought about how I can know more about design. She talked to seniors NID ke. She reached out to people who are preparing for the entrance exams. She just enjoyed the whole process. She enjoyed making sketches. She enjoyed exploring mediums. And she read books. So everything at its core was getting to know more about design. It was never about exam mein kaise crack karna hai. So the focus was very clear. It was design. So stay tuned. And I'm sure you'll definitely pick up a thing or two from this episode. Hi, Ananya. How are you?
Hi, sir. I'm good, sir.
We both have circular glasses, I think, pretty much.
Yeah, almost similar.
Almost similar. It's been a long time. Good to see you.
Same, sir.
NID ke result ke baad kya kiya, batao?
NID ke result ke baad, thoda bahut celebrate kiya with my family, and then I talked to seniors jinhone kaafi help kiya tha throughout, and yeah, nothing much.
Uske baad se kya kar rahe ho? What are you doing?
I've been reading books, doing some paintings, some commission work here and there.
Nice. That's good. So how was the whole experience? I know you have like been at it. I am recalling the first few conversations that we had. Your hard work paid off. All your efforts paid off, right? Mm-hmm. All India Rank 25.
Yes, sir.
Right? Open category mein NID. So how did that feel? Jab result khol ke dekha to kaisa laga?
So actually kafi simple tha. So round one mein I got 72 rank. So it was pretty clear in my head that I have to get a rank below 50, and he say I'll get Ahmedabad campus. So kafi clear tha and kafi simple sa goal tha that I have to perform better in round two and just get a rank below 50. So like after round two, I did expect that I'll get a rank below 50, but 25 is better than I expected.
Outperformed.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. So before we talk about the exam and how the experience was, I want to talk about how did you even come to the conclusion that haan mujhe design karna hai? Go back to 10th, go back to 11th. Baaki sab log JEE ki preparation kar rahe the, NEET ki preparation kar rahe the. So how did you come to the conclusion ki design hai?
I have a pretty like typical story. So I enjoyed painting, doing crafts and all that since the very beginning. And uske baad 10th mein I saw my peers, you know, searching for like colleges and kya kya karna, and I didn't have any clue. Like I knew ki I wanted to do something creative. But fine artist nahi banna tha, and nothing similar. But I did have in mind ki, you know, I might want to pursue being an art historian or maybe an art restorer, so something like that. But I didn't know how to do that in India. I still don't know, actually. So I started searching, and then NID came up, like college and stuff. So I came to know about the entrances before I came to know about design. Then uske baad I started searching ki design kya hota hai. Kafi podcasts sunne, including yours, and yes.
All right. So you decided ki pehle art mein jana hai. Then you came across NID ka entrance exam, then design. तो व्हाट गॉट यू इंटरेस्टेड इन डिजाइन, आर्ट से डिजाइन में कैसे स्विच किया?
लाइक यू नो मैंने कमीशन काम पहले से करना स्टार्ट कर दिया था सिंस लाइक 9th क्लास. सो लाइक आई न्यू अबाउट द कॉमर्शियल साइड ऑफ आर्ट अ बिट फ्रॉम द वेरी बिगिनिंग, एंड इट वाज समथिंग दैट डिडंट इंटरेस्ट मी दैट मच. आई समवट न्यू कि थोड़ा कुछ और मीनिंगफुल करना है, सो दैट वॉज देयर. प्लस डिजाइन में व्हेन आई एक्सप्लोर डिजाइन, एंड दिस दिस इज माई फेवरेट बुक एक्चुअली,
ब्रूनो
डिजाइनर.
मोनाली, या
इसको रीड करने के बाद आई जस्ट फेल्ट राइट अबाउट डिजाइन, लाइक दिस इज समथिंग आई वॉन्ट टू डू.
नाइस. व्हाट्स योर बिगेस्ट टेक अवे फ्रॉम दैट बुक? आई हैव रेड दैट बुक, इट्स अ ब्यूटीफुल बुक.
Yeah, I don't know. Like after reading this book, I just became a lot more observant about everything around.
Right. There's a small example that Bruno Munari shares in it. He says that we always come up with a different or an improved version of the product, which doesn't mean that the previous one was a shitty product, right? It's just an improvisation.
Actually, the chairs example that he gave, like there are so many chairs, but we are still designing more and more. It intrigued
It's a very interesting book. I think everybody should
a
read it. I'll leave
lot.
the link in the descriptions for that book. It's a beautiful book. So coming to your 12th standard, right? What majors did you have?
I had humanities. Like बाकी सब सब्जेक्ट्स इजी थे, बट आई डिड हैव मैथ्स, सो दैट वाज अ बिट चैलेंजिंग. प्लस आई डिडंट गो टू एनी ट्यूशन, सो आई हैड टू मैनेज इट बाय माय ओन.
So tell me about the process of, going through that maths वाला thing.
I don't know. It was like I was preparing for entrances 50% of the time, and the rest I gave to maths. And बाकी सब्जेक्ट्स की तरफ मैंने देखा ही नहीं. I was just doing maths, then preparation, and when the boards came, I started for the rest of the subjects as well as maths.
So you said I think all the other subjects were a little easier for you compared to maths. Now, when you compare it with the preparation, 50% of the time you said you dedicated to it. So what was your typical day like?
I didn't have a routine, I'll be honest. So it was like I prepared very hard for like 3 days straight, and then I didn't do anything for a week. ऐसा था. सो इट वॉजेंट एनीथिंग कॉन्क्रीट इन द बिगिनिंग, बट देन वेन द एंट्रेंस एग्जाम्स वर लाइक 2 or 3 months अवे, देन आई यू नो स्टार्टेड हैविंग प्रॉपर सेटिंग्स, फुल लाइक ऑफ सेटिंग, एंड आई वाज जस्ट स्केचिंग कंटीन्यूअसली.
कितने घंटे स्केच करते थे?
सो इन द प्रिपरेशन फेज, लाइक आई सेड, लाइक 2-3 महीने जस्ट बिफोर द एग्जाम आई वॉज डूइंग प्रॉपर सेटिंग्स, लाइक यू नो क्वेश्चंस पिक किए, एंड देन आई सेड देन आई सैट एंड देन अच्छे से सॉल्व किए, देन डिस्कस्ड इट विद माय फ्रेंड्स वगैरह वगैरह. बट देन उससे पहले, बिकॉज आई स्टार्टेड प्रिटी अर्ली ऑन, एंड व्हेन यू आर 11th एंट्रेंस एग्जाम्स, इतना यू नो इट अपियर्स एज अ डिस्टेंट रियालिटी कि यार अभी कल नहीं है. तो तब तो आई वॉज वेरी फ्री, आई वॉज गोइंग फॉर लाइव स्केचिंग सेशंस विद फ्रेंड्स, एंड यू नो जस्ट अटेंडिंग वेबिनार्स ऑनलाइन, जस्ट एनीथिंग.
So you started your preparation pretty much in 11th, right? So 11th May, and I also stress this a lot on live sketching. I think you did that quite a bit, and paintings, because I remember seeing your initial drawings and initial work when we just started speaking, the painting, the anatomy work, all of that. You already had a pretty strong base for to build on, basically, because you've been drawing and painting and doing a lot of things to do with different mediums, right? So you had done your exploration pretty much early on, and when you came to 12th or 11th, it was more of drawing and life sketching, the technical side of things, right? So when did you realize that, okay, painting तो ठीक है, अलग है, बट जो एक्चुअल ड्राइंग है, जो एग्जाम में बनाना है, दैट इज कंप्लीटली डिफरेंट.
So it all started with life sketching. So I think I properly started life sketching when I was in 11. So I changed school, and जो नया वाला स्कूल था, it had a huge campus. So it was like a playground. So इतनी क्लासेस आई यूज टू बंक एंड गो टू यू नो एंड उसके 12th तो पूरा बंक ही था मेरा. 12th में तो क्लासेज ही नहीं अटेंड करी. आई वाज स्केचिंग द होल टाइम. आई लाइक यू नो माय फ्रेंड्स आल्सो कमेंटेड कि लाइक हर टाइम स्केचबुक होती है हाथ में. बट आई एंजॉयड इट. इट वाजंट समथिंग फोर्सफुल. आई एंजॉयड इट थ्रू आउट. एंड बट आई विल से, आई बी ऑनेस्ट, आई वाज टेरिबल एट इट इन द बिगिनिंग. लाइक जब मैं रेफरेंसेस से ड्रॉ करती थी तब तो काफी इजी था एंड आई फील लाइक अ प्रॉपर आर्टिस्ट की सब कुछ आता है. बट देन द थिंग इज दैट लाइव स्केचिंग ऐसा डायरेक्टली नहीं हेल्प करता. लोगों को लगता है कि यू नो लाइव स्केचिंग प्रैक्टिस कर लिया तो ड्रॉइंग बेटर हो जाएगा. बट ड्रॉइंग फ्रॉम इमेजिनेशन इज अ कम्प्लीटली डिफरेंट थिंग एंड दैट इज समथिंग यू नीड इन द एग्जाम. एंड लाइव स्केचिंग उसमें हेल्प करता है ऑब्जर्वेशन वर्क.
So it's all basically being observant, right? In everything that we do. Now, when you draw, you're building muscle memory. You're also looking at things and then you're capturing that on paper, right? Live sketching is basically that. So it could be a chai wala, it could be a bus stand, it could be anything, any vendor for that matter, any context for that matter. So you're basically capturing that context and your elements, like capturing the elements, and you're also drawing people and moving postures. So your observation is increased over time. Able to retain information is increased. Able to remember things is increased. Because now if I have to do live sketch, I was so terrible at it. Even I was so terrible at it. But now if I have to draw a live sketch, I'll just have a look at it once or twice. And then I'll remember, okay, what is he wearing? Chappal kaun se hai? Sandals hai? Shoes hai? Shirt pe lines hai? Stripes hai? या चेक्स है, क्या है, कैस क्या पोस्चर है, राइट? सो यू कैप्चर दैट एंड देन दैट बिल्ड सॉर्ट ऑफ योर विजुअल लाइब्रेरी, राइट? सो यू यू हैव दैट द बैक ऑफ योर माइंड. देन व्हेन यू हैव अ क्वेश्चन व्हिच रिक्वायर्स यू टू ड्रॉ फ्रॉम मेमोरी, सो यू सॉर्ट ऑफ पुल आउट ऑल ऑफ दीज थिंग्स एंड योर ब्रेन सॉर्ट ऑफ मेक्स कनेक्शंस एंड दैट्स हाउ यू ड्रॉ एंड यू पिकअप दोज पोस्चर्स. और अच्छा, ये दिस आई सॉ दिस इन वन ऑफ दोज थिंग्स एंड आई थिंक आई ऑल्सो मैंशन इन वन ऑफ द एपिसोड्स दैट मैं NID के एग्जाम से भी पहले ना आई वॉज ड्रॉइंग. सो आई थिंक आई सॉ समबडी हु वाज सिटिंग देयर, आई वाज इंटरेस्टिंग एंड आई वाज जस्ट ड्रॉइंग. सो आई यूज द सेम पोस्चर इन द एग्जाम, इट वर्कड आउट.
Is
सो इट वर्क्स.
your mind library starts to expand,
या
and by the time studio test came, I didn't even need to, you know, look at anything. I was so good at sketching from imagination.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a very important aspect that even people miss out. And that is there, and not only in NID, it's also there in UC, because they also talk about visualization sketches, right? So drawing from different perspectives, it is there. So when you are going through this process, right? Okay, your friends see you with a sketchbook all the time. And I'm sure not everybody was into design, right? Humanities में there are different domains, different pathways. So how did you feel that यार बाकी सब लोग तो वो कर रहे हैं, मैं तो बस स्केचबुक लेके घूम रही हूँ? How was that like?
आई डोंट केयर एक्चुअली. यू नो लाइक एज आई सेड, मैंने स्कूल चेंज किया था सो आई डोंट नो अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल. सो लाइक जजमेंट्स वगैरह सेम, आई डोंट, फर्क भी नहीं पड़ता था. एवरी वन वॉज डूइंग देयर ओन थिंग. Someone was with like huge books, JEE वगैरह की preparation. I was with sketchbook. It was cool.
Nice. I think I really like your attitude. The majority of the students are feeling like, okay, यार वो तो ये सब कर रहे हैं, मैं क्या कर रही हूँ, है ना?
I did feel that because I wasn't going to any coaching, I wasn't enrolled in any tuition, right? So कभी कभार left out feel होता था because people used to discuss their routines की like अरे स्कूल से जाके ये करना है, एंड मेरे पास कुछ नहीं होता था स्कूल से घर आने के बाद. सो बट
Right. Right.
हाँ, धीरे धीरे रूटीन बिल्ड कर लिया था.
So, what routine are you talking about here? Routine build कर लिया था तो क्या, like what was it?
लाइक बाय रूटीन आई डोंट मीन लाइक अ प्रॉपर स्केड्यूल की यू नो घर से घर आके 5 बजे ये स्टार्ट करना है, ऐसा कुछ नहीं. सो द थिंग वाज दैट आई रियलाइज्ड कि आई एम नॉट गोइंग टू एनी कोचिंग. सो देन आई थॉट अबाउट कि कोचिंग ऑफर क्या करता है, एंड देन आई ब्रोक इट डाउन टू टू थिंग्स. फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल पियर्स हु आर प्रिपेयरिंग फॉर द सेम एंट्रेंस, तो उससे तुम्हें थोड़े एग्जाम्पल्स मिल जाते हैं कि लोग कैसा काम कर रहे हैं. फर्स्ट दैट एंड सेकेंड फैकल्टी फीडबैक. सो ये दो चीजें मिसिंग थी. सो आई स्पेंड द इंटायर 11th इन मेकिंग फ्रेंड्स हु वर preparing for same entrances, and time bhi laga, you know, you have to eliminate some people who don't have, you know, same mindset, same motivation level. Kahiyon ko sirf stats mein interest hota hai, you know, ki cut off itna hai, tumhe time kitna hai sketch mein. So annoying, so annoying. So laga friends find karne mein, and then friends mil gaye the jinke sath I used to do proper, you know, sessions wagera, and uske baad feedback. So फीडबैक में थोड़ा स्ट्रगल किया था. आई यूज टू टॉक टू यू, आई आस्क हेल्प फ्रॉम सीनियर्स जिनका क्लियर हो गया था, या फिर पीयर्स ही जो कि सेम ईयर में एंट्रेंस दे रहे थे. ऑल्सो आई वॉज वेरी इंटरेस्टेड इन आर्ट एंड डिजाइन हिस्ट्री फ्रॉम द वेरी बिगनिंग. लाइक जीके वॉज समथिंग दैट मैंने ऐसे ऐसे प्रेशर में आके नहीं किया कि अरे एग्जाम के लिए करना है. इट जस्ट केम वेरी नेचुरली. आई यूज टू आई लाइक टू रीड अबाउट like architecture and all that stuff. So Google Arts and Culture was very helpful. It has a lot of information. And then I have this secret resource which I found during studio days, and it's a YouTube it's a channel named Arvind Gupta. It and he just has wonderful, you know, craft videos on his channel, and he makes very functional craft items using very minimal items, similar to what NID asks for. So that's a good resource.
How was the exam experience for you?
अगर सिर्फ NID की बात करें, बाकी entrances की नहीं, तो round like the experience of round one and round two were completely, completely different. Because round one में I was very stressed, you know, क्योंकि कुछ clarity नहीं थी, prepare किया था, but again I didn't feel very confident. Like the thing is, I prepared a lot, but again confidence नहीं आ रहा था अंदर से, and I panicked a bit in exam. But like हो गया, हो गया. Like and when I came out, there were things that I, you know, had regrets about ki are better ho sakta tha. But round two was completely different. For some reason I was so relaxed, I felt so right, like I was in the right position, so confident. And the thing is ki maine round two ke time itna prepare bhi nahi kiya tha, but the preparation that I did, you know, quality rich, like jo bhi nayi cheez bana rahi thi, dheere dheere improvements show rahe the. So yeah, like exam ke baad main bahar aayi, and I just felt good about the way exam went. There's a big difference between preparation and actually giving the exam. For example, people might think that, you know, your preparation is like a blueprint for how your exam is going to go, right? And then exam nahi acha jata, so you are like, preparation to itna acha kiya tha, why didn't the exam go well? But the thing is that I realized it after round one. That preparation is something that you do only for yourself. No one's going to know about the solution that you came up with during preparation, right? It's all about the thing that you do in that 3-hour span, right? So the most important thing is that you have to give your maximum output during those 3 hours. Right. Exam is important, right? And then again, like why the only reason I felt like my preparation for round two was very you know, it went very good, I felt confident. I didn't prepare a lot. Again, I only had 2 weeks to prepare for studio test, but the preparation quality was so good because I was honest with me throughout, because I knew it, no one's gonna judge me. I'm making sketches only to improve for that day.
What sort of questions were there in both the rounds? Let's say round one.
Round one. Kafi easy questions thai. The thing is that I saw previous year paper, 2022 ka, and the GK part and the reasoning part were very simple. So GK part mein to I knew everything. So I thought ki similar hi aayega, and GK ki practice mein kar bhi rahi thi. So I was confident about that. But as we know, NID ka paper unexpected hota hai. So GK mein aise questions aaye which I had no idea about. Maine guesswork hi kiya. Right? And then part B questions were pretty easy. Like very expected type questions. Kaafi easy.
Acha. So GK questions mein matlab kya, what were the questions, do you remember?
I don't exactly remember. There was a question about like what is the greenest state in India, and like a latest silent movie, something like that. The things that I didn't have any idea about. And there was another question related to a Japanese flower arrangement. Again, didn't have any idea about. Very, like, very diverse questions.
All right. And for the part B?
Part B. So there were four questions this year. First one was a perspective question. There was a scene of a family given in their living room, and there was a small rat नीचे को एकदम सीन में. सो वी हैड टू स्केच इट फ्रॉम द रैट्स पर्सपेक्टिव. सो वेरी टिपिकल क्वेश्चन, काफी इजीली हो गया था. बट अगेन द थिंग इज कि आई डिड प्रैक्टिस पर्सपेक्टिव, बट इट वाजंट लाइक माय स्ट्रॉन्गेस्ट पॉइंट. सो आई स्केच द कॉम्पोजिशन इन अ वे विच वॉज फन. लाइक आई जूम्ड इन द फैमिलीज यू नो लेग्स, एंड आई शोड बॉडी हेयर एंड चप्पल की डिटेल्स. वेरी क्वर्की आंसर. एंड देन the second question was problem solving question. It was something like there's a particular place near your home and it's being continuously polluted by people. So like log wahan pe garbage fenk ke jai ja rahe hain, there's no improvement, so what you will do for that. Wo bhi ho gaya tha kafi easily. Then like the thing is that kafi expected questions the, nothing out of the blue. The third question was storyboarding question. We had to write, complete a story, and then we had to storyboard it in three panels. So that is one question which went a bit wrong, because I practice story writing, but I also had an approach, but again exam stress ke andar andar kuch bhi theek se nahi hua. So the thing was that they had given the beginning and the ending of the story, and we had to complete the story, like plot with that. So what I did was I started writing it straight away without thinking about, you know, climax kya hoga, pura plot kya hai, ending kaise honi hai, nothing like that. It was a major mistake. And then the last question was communication question. So we had to write, we had to illustrate steps for first combing hair, then cutting nails, and then sharpening a pencil.
Right.
Yeah, and I think these are, the thing is that these are so simple questions. The only thing that matters is your take on it.
Yeah.
You know, like cutting your nails, right? So mujhe pata tha ki, like I could draw hands, but again, strongest point nahi tha. So I drew toenails instead, kyunki easier tha. So
right.
Yeah. And it usse interesting bhi ho gaya tha.
Absolutely. It's a different perspective, right? That's what they're looking for, out of the box thinking. You're not like, okay, nails matlab yahin pe baith ke like thumb kaat rahe hain, aisa kuch. Right. So what about the second round, like the studio test? What sort of questions were there?
I think round two ka, like the overall pattern, it worked for me, because every question came with a timer. Ki ye 25 minutes, then this one in 10 minutes. Whereas in round one, we had to manage time as well. I was able to complete round one in time, but again, I didn't manage time very properly. So isme it worked for me, because I didn't have to think about the previous question or the upcoming question. My whole concentration was on a particular question. Yeah. So in round two, there were three question papers. First question paper consisted of three questions. First one was an audio related question. So there were 12 sounds played, and we had to describe any 10 of it. Again, the sounds were very normal, like glass mein pani bharna ya fir horse ke daudne ki awaaz, very typical sounds. And then uske baad we had a video related question. So a movie was played, and there were two parts. First of all, we had to write the overall core value of the movie, and then we had to make a poster about it.
Okay.
Yeah. Again, I think in this question, my take was, it was a movie about zoo. The thing is, many people wrote about animal cruelty. I did the same, but again, I did it in an interesting manner. So again, I think you can go with generic answers, but again, it's the way you approach, you know, that generic perspective. Then third question was the object identification question. So that in which they give us a box, and we have to put hands and identify the object. Yeah. So iska practice nahi kiya tha, because again, how do you practice for such a thing? So
Instagram pe reels dekhe the.
No.
You have these reels. There was a trend. Piche.
Oh yeah.
You remember?
Yeah, like animal hota ya, for something scary. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, like it's not different with that because like the object that they give is so intricate and something you have never, you know, explored before. Yeah. So they give us 5 minutes to explore the object. I made full use of the opportunity because, you know, there were many screws. I unscrewed them. Like I touched everything. It was a single object, but it was broken down into two parts. So basically a bottle tha and uska cap tha. And agar, you know, aap usko try karte, to wo fit ho jata. ये क्वेश्चन था एंड आई स्केच्ड इट इन अ वे कि काफी इंटरेस्टिंग था. सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई ड्रू द होल ऑब्जेक्ट लाइक बोथ द पार्ट्स राइट एंड देन एरोज लगा के आई मेड यू नो दोज 3D लाइक एक्सप्लोडिंग व्यू ऑफ दोज ऑब्जेक्ट्स. आई लेबल्ड एवरीथिंग प्रॉपरली.
Right.
And then the second question paper, it was a psychometric question. I knew ek to aana hai because previous previous year maybe one a psychometric question came. So the question was that you are in your school, there are two people, person A, person B. Person A is your friend and he or she is bullying person B. So how are you going to approach this situation? So I think in these type of questions, it's very important to stay honest in the sense that, you know, I also thought ki, you know, I'd write something in a way they'll know ki mere mein leadership qualities or something. You know, you directly go to the person, approach usko and, you know, talk about the situation. But then I actually thought ki, you know, main actually karungi ye. And I was like, no, no. I'm not that kind of person, you know, jisko dusro ke kaam mein aisa taang dalne mein maza aata hai. So I tackled it in a way ki, like I saw myself as a passive observer. I observed everything, understood what the context was. Kyunki aisa to ho nahi sakta ki sirf ek insaan ki galti ho in that situation. So I tried to understand the situation from both the perspectives, but not directly. Just as an observer. And then I decided whether I have to report it to someone or not. The thing is that I didn't like take it into my own hands. The thing is that if you're honest about the way you are going to approach a situation, you have more substance to add, you know. So we had to illustrate this as well. So again, the thing is that they give a single box, right? And now it's upon you how you want to utilize it. So I could have made a simple illustration, but then I thought, why not a comic? Because it's my strongest point. I can make comics, like long comics, you know. So I did a 3-panel comic. And in the first frame, I drew myself with binoculars behind a window. I'm observing everything. And then in the second one, my ears are like wide open, like elephant type ears. And I'm, you know, observing everything. And then in the third one, I am reporting it to a teacher in a very unbiased way. Ki kisi sa discrimination na. Yeah.
Right. So in this whole experience, right, now you've made it to NID. You'll soon go to NID, right? What was the toughest thing in this whole journey, entire process? What was the toughest thing that you learned?
So the thing that I struggled with the most was staying honest with myself. For an example, there was a point in the preparation where I completely stopped preparing for NID. And I was like, mujhe to bas UCET ke liye prepare karna hai. And the entire time I was just doing, you know, solving previous year questions and doing a bit of composition related work. So the thing was that I realized it later that at that time it was just convenient for me to sit in front of my laptop and just solve questions because it wasn't a task in which I had to do a lot of efforts, you know. Main just apne aap ko kaam bacha rahi thi thoda thoda. So, yeah, it took time, you know. And again, the thing is about solving previous year questions. It was something that was easy and that I could, you know, do anytime, basically. And to say, you also get a sense of preparation, real preparation, that, okay, you are sitting on a desk and you are preparing like JEE students do. So, wo bhi tha. But again, it like part A of UCET wasn't something that came very naturally to me. So it took time to realize, you know, my natural inclinations.
Interesting. Interesting. So how did you come to this, like to the decision that, okay, you were not enjoying solving part A of UCET and sketching tab itni ho nahi rahi thi. I'm assuming, right? So how did you decide ki haan yaar chalo this is not working, this is not what I'm interested in, not natural to me, maza nahi aa raha, to sketching mein wapas kaise aaye?
I think the I started preparing seriously only 1 or 2 months before the exam, NID and UCID exam. Uske pehle, I was just filling sketchbooks, making artworks. Like I was engaged the entire time, but not in a very serious way. But now that I think of it, all of the things that I was doing, at least I was engaged in a creative task. Again, about sketching. I was sketching the entire time. I showed up regularly. My art account also helped a lot. So I have an art account on Instagram. I made it in 8th class. I have been posting since. And it is really something that motivates me to, you know, keep on making stuff. Not for like creating content or anything. I just genuinely like to, you know, make art and post it. So that was a motivational factor.
That's nice. That's nice. One key thing to take from your journey, I feel, is that you've been, you haven't been, you know, fixated on NID or any such thing, which is very important, which majority of the students make a mistake. Haan yaar, jana NID mein hi jana hai, ye karna hai, wo karna hai. Theek hai, it is good to have that goal, but they lose the focus on the journey to NID, right? They just want NID, NID, NID. But beech mein kya hai ki all of these things to enjoy that process, na? To actually be involved in that process. Ki sketching kar rahe ho, you're showing up every day, like you said. You're enjoying making those sketches and posting it on your Instagram, whatever works for you. Maybe somebody might not want to, you know, show it to others also. There are people who do that. That is fine. It is totally fine. But if you like going and sitting in the, you know, public spaces and just drawing, that also works. But yeah, like I said, the key thing is to enjoy what you were doing. And it was already in the right direction because you had figured out you'd been researching or learning about how to get into this thing, how to go about the whole process for a couple of years now, right? So that direction was right and you were enjoying the process. So that is the key from your journey that I'm sure that everybody should, you know, pay attention to. And see how they can incorporate these things into their journey now. So the future is exciting. It's very exciting, right?
Yes.
And specifically when you're going to take up, you know, bachelor's at NID, you're going to meet amazing people, right? Very good crowd, very good atmosphere, and a good campus as well, you would have said, right? It's a nice campus. Yeah, I think you should, you'll have a very good time there, right? So wishing you all the best.
Thank you so much.
So that is something that I definitely want you guys to take from this episode and incorporate it into yours and try to enjoy the process and try to get to know what design is at its core. And I want to leave you with that and I'll see you in the next episode.